You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. The U.S. is one of only seven countries to see a significant increase in maternal mortality rates in 2023, according to the World Health Organization. The U.S. sees steeper rates than any other high-income country, and maternal and infant mortality risks spike even further in the Black community. Delaware was among seven states with the lowest maternal mortality rates in the nation in 2024, but Black pregnant people here are still significantly more at risk during pregnancy and postpartum, representing 45% of maternal deaths, despite making up only 21% of the state's population. The Delaware-based organization Black Mothers in Power wants to see those numbers drop in the first state. That's why it's opening a maternal care center in Wilmington, according to its founder and Wilmington City Councilwoman Shanae Darby. This week, Darby and Project Director Kristen Banger sit down with Delaware Public Media's Abigail Lee to talk about the ins and outs of this new facility.
I know that you, Shanae, are the founder of Black Mothers in Power. Can you talk a little bit about the mission for the organization and also specifically for the maternal care center that's coming?
So Black Mothers in Power mission is to address the disparities that exist in maternal health care, right? So Black women are 2 to 3 times more likely in their babies to die or to have really poor morbidity rates. So our organization is looking to eradicate that, right? And also looking for solutions to addressing those problems. The mission for the Maternal Care Center, it's a big mission, right? But it's really to create a one-stop shop where families can come and get all the services that they need that is connected or under maternal care center, from dental to therapy, domestic violence, housing support. We're able to wrap it all in one.
So Kristen, as the project director, can you talk a little bit about how the Maternal Care Center's mission, as we've already discussed, kind of fits into the Black Mothers in Power organization and what you're hoping to bring to Wilmington?
So the ultimate goal is to bring a birthing center to this community, a much needed birthing center. But in the meantime, what we'd like to bring is a building that houses all the pre-birth care and all the post-birth care so that people have a place that they can come to. My part of the project is actually designing it and implementing and getting it up on its feet. So what we have embraced on the design and build side is a space that is not like any other medical space, a space that is comfortable, a space that is warm, that offers people a safe, caring, holistic place to be. There'll be no white coat syndrome when you come to the Maternal Care Center for Black Mothers in Power.
And we want to be able to break those barriers with culturally competent providers and being able to really look at that and bring that all together in our space so that it's welcoming, it's inviting, and it's breaking down those historical systemic things that have existed to cause those barriers to people being able to get the care that they need.
Let's be perfectly clear. This is still a medical space. So it is going to have all the requirements and all the needs that they would have in a medical space. It's not going to be anything less than that, but it's not going to be cold and it's not going to be scary. To Shanae's point, a lot of people, especially people from disenfranchised communities, have a tendency not to go to doctors. And so they've had bad experiences or they've had a lack of ability to afford them. And we want to take those fears away and make this a place that not only they come to, but they repeatedly come to if that's the need.
Can you talk a little bit about why having one space rather than, you know, a five-stop day from dentist to primary care to therapy or wherever else is needed for folks here in Wilmington?
Well, when I think about the city of Wilmington, the majority of people don't have cars, right? It's like around 50%. And a lot of them don't have access to health care. And at that, if you do have health insurance, it's expensive. Copays are high. Like, it's a lot of barriers. And when you have a one-stop shop, I think you break down those barriers. Wilmington is small. Well, Delaware is small. You can get through it in 2 hours. So I think having this in the city of Wilmington specifically provides that care for the whole city that is needed and it's accessible to get to. And it's right off of the bus line, too. There's a bus that goes on Market Street. The accessibility would be there. If you have to walk, at least you don't have to go to Newark, right? It's like right there.
It's not just the services that the MCC is offering. It's also all the services that Black Mothers in Power is offering, because the offices are going to exist in the same building. So it's not even simply the maternal care, but it's all kinds of other services will be available to them to at least reach out to and communicate to.
And I wanted to shift a little bit toward the statistics and specifically talking about maternal mortality rates, which I know that you've mentioned. The rate for 2023 was about 50 deaths per 100,000 for Black people giving birth, specifically according to the National Center for Health Statistics. And the disparity is high in Delaware too. 45% of pregnancy-related maternal mortalities are experienced by Black women, according to the Delaware Office of Women's Advancement and Advocacy. That's compared to 41% nationally. And Black people only make up about 22% of Delaware's population. Can you talk a little bit about what risks are involved with maternal care and just being pregnant here in Delaware?
Sussex is a little bit more rural country down there. Their care is spaced out. So I think their accessibility to care with transportation or even having a provider in their community at all, I think those are some of like the barriers they face. And then you come up to Newcastle County, which is more city-like. I think we experience the same thing, but in a very different way. Like their transportation issues, we have transportation issues, but theirs is more because it's just doesn't exist and it's far in between. Ours is like the times that it run, right? Not enough buses. You're waiting for a bus for a few hours just for to get on a bus to go somewhere. So I really think it's like for Delaware, when you look at our landscape, it is the accessibility issue to getting to providers, providers being in the communities, and a lot of the OBGYNs are retiring or leaving Delaware. We just don't have enough capacity and people to even in the maternal care space to do the work that they need. Some people aren't being seen by a doctor well into their second term. So those are the things that we're faced with in Delaware.
Something that I've seen speaking with OBGYNs and folks involved in women in maternal health care is that they've seen more than 5 OBGYN offices close in the last year. And that's a huge number, especially for a place that's as spread out and rural like Sussex County, and I mean by extension, Kent County too, to a lesser extent. What does that look like for people?
What it looks like is you become pregnant, you look for a doctor, and you get on a wait list, right? You call throughout the whole state trying to find a doctor to be seen. And if you do get one, they're probably hours away. If you don't have a car, you're going to have to call someone to drive you around or get on a bus or Uber. And buses, you know, are probably affordable, but a Uber, an hour or two away, could cost you a lot of money just for you to be able to get the services that you need. So that's what it would look like, right? How am I getting there? Who am I going to go to? But like those accessibility things that you need for your pregnancy, you're not going to get, especially in that first period of pregnancy.
But there's also a great lack of cultural competency. It's not just in Delaware, it's throughout this country. And the problems are everything that you said, Shanae. But the lack of cultural competency, which does treat women of color differently and doesn't understand the differences that women of color might have to face, starts a problem from the beginning.
And how do you hope Black Mothers in Power and by extension the center will work against and lower maternal mortality rates in the state?
I think the majority of pregnancies are healthy, right? And I think people should have options. I'm not saying everybody should come to a birth center, but you should have an option. If I want to do a home birth, if I want to go to a birthing center or a hospital, everyone should have those options. The maternal care center will offer in the future birthing experiences for the community so they can have an option. The maternal care center, which we're seeking to open soon, would then do the pre and post birthing experience that we can give to the community so they have an option.
I know that part of giving people options is I was tooling around your website and saw that there's a directory for care providers. Can you talk a little bit about how that plays into giving people options and agency throughout their pregnancy?
There's different types of doulas, traditional, non-traditional, full spectrum postpartum abortion doulas. So I think having a directory gives people options.
And I also wanted to ask specifically at the center, will folks have an option to talk about doula services and maybe even just for people to come in who are pregnant and ask what are my options?
Doulas will definitely be a part of the maternal care center. I'm hoping that there are some doulas who will want to use the space full term to be there. So when moms or birthing people come in, that they're able to engage with them right there on the spot.
And what other options are you presenting to folks that come in?
We're building the space in order to incorporate all those things. Like, we already have a therapist who'll be renting one of the spaces, leasing one of the spaces from us. So we have a lactation room. We all have a dentist who will visit monthly or bi-monthly and work with people.
If people hear about this and they want to help, what opportunities are there for that?
This is a really aggressive project, and we've taken it on knowing that this is what Shanae and BMIP made as a promise to the community. But it's a project that costs money. So first and foremost, after partners and after community relations, we need funding and we need help in that realm always. And we'll continue to as we grow.
So we already talked about cultural competency, but I want to bring that back around and zoom in. Can you talk a little bit about why cultural competency needs to be at the center of the conversation when we're talking about maternal care?
I think that is where care changes for people, right? When you're able to say, how am I intentional in providing care for someone? So I think that is why cultural competence is important, especially for providers when they're interacting with people, so that they feel like they can return for care. They feel like they were heard when they walked out that room. They feel like their needs are being met. Immediately thought of like intersectionality. So the thought of, I am a pregnant person, but I'm dealing with, don't have stable housing, I don't have food, I'm in a domestic violence situation, or I might have substance use issues, right? So we have to be able to meet those needs too, to even address maternal care needs, right? I can go and I'm willing and open to figure that out of how to do that. If I'm not, I'm hungry, right? So I'm concentrated on those things. So we have to, in the maternal care center, address those needs, because it's all intersected and connected to maternal care and the type of care someone receives, or even if they want to receive care or how they can receive care. So I think we have to hit those pieces and be holistic in our care.
Thanks to Black Mothers Empower founder Shanae Darby, Maternal Care Center project director Kristen Banger, and our Abigail Lee, for joining us on The Green this week. Up next, Arts Playlist, and a preview of the latest exhibition at the Delaware Division of the Arts Mezzanine Gallery in Wilmington. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.